You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Okay, it is Tuesday, the 31st of July, 2018. Here we are on fakeologist.com on the audio chat. We have a new voice from Norway. We have Unrestrained. Hello, Unrestrained. I'm Rollo. And Unrestrained, tell us how you found Fakeologist and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I found Fakeologist actually. I think I've been by the site a couple of times, but it was the EGI thread that was like an EGI thread that I went into, and I just kept looking through the page, and you know, I like the content a lot.
The EGI. So we had a fellow here for a few years back called Unreal who was into EGI. So EGI is in what? People pretending male and female. Keep going.
I like his stuff too. It's good. He has a good thing going with this whole, you know, his views look pretty good, and his page looks good.
Mm-hmm. What page was it? What's the web page?
Well, he's you know, all Unreal page.
Yeah,
Unreal.
Yeah.
Yes, ever you know the ecologist page before, because it's right up my alley. You know, I've been doing the whole Facebook thing for many years now, and you know, stuff. Post flags and all this. It's nothing new to me at all, but the whole concept with technology is good. Mm-hmm. And very much good for this stuff.
Yeah, so let's just explain to English is not your first language, it's your second language. How old are you and where were you on 9/11?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, I didn't catch. Hold on, let me just. I think I might still be downloading stuff. And let me just. How old were you? Are you now? How old were you on 9/11?
I was 20. So I'm 37 now. Uh-huh. I still remember, you know, I was drinking and smoking and. And bought the whole thing at once, you know. It took me like 5 years before I knew they, you know, after a few months when they started, you know, using that as an excuse to go to war, I knew, I first thought they let it happen, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it took me like 5 years before I got it, so most of it anyway.
Okay.
It was actually Alex Jones, you know, the
Alex Jones.
Yeah, I know. Terror Storm. It was that movie I saw back then. And, well, I don't know. It was enough to understand it was a total inside job. And obviously, he was meant to angle it like this. But, you know, no planes. I don't think there was any planes at all. When I look back now, I don't think so.
No. Were there?
No. I don't think so. I think it was a total CGI job.
Oh, cartoon, CGI, cartoon. Whatever. Yeah.
Of course.
Have you seen September Clues? Have you seen the movie?
Yes. Yeah, I saw September Clues many years ago. Mm. Mm. it's have you seen the whole airplanes using not using fuel, using pressurized air theory?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know,
yeah, yeah, I've heard the story.
You heard, you know, that there is no fuel in planes, so the whole is so wrong from one end to the other. You know, it's just total bullshit.
Mm. Look.
So obviously, it's it must have been CGI. I think so. It's just
Risky to the reason I would say CGI. Not. Look, I've traveled on planes. Many times. I don't want to argue with you, but I'm just saying that when a plane would hit a building, it's not going to do a cartoon cutout, as Simon Shack has said in his film. You know what I mean?
When the plane hit the building, it was just like a knife in the butter. You know, it was.
Yes, it was. Yes, yeah.
It broken up in a million pieces out, but it didn't. So in near those buildings,
yeah.
Eyewitnesses are hard to come by. Authentic people who actually saw it.
Mm. Because they didn't see it. It's impossible because no planes hit the buildings, right? Yeah. They were witnesses. But let me give you an example. I mean, but he didn't say that he saw the plane hit the building. It was a guy called Jesse Waugh who said nukes were fake. Have you heard of him? Nuke Lies? Jesse Waugh? He said he was there.
Yeah, but he said big lies.
Hmm.
That page was been into this page, big lies. No nukes. I don't think there is any news. Nukes are just used as a tool, fair mongering tool.
Mm.
It's the perfect. You can push a button and explode the whole world, and that would scare anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I haven't been into the whole 9/11 thing in many, many years because I know it's just so much else to look at. So I moved past the 9/11 many years ago.
You moved past 9/11 years ago. Hey, Fakeologist is just a Rollo and Unrestrained Life. Hey, Ab, come and join us. If maybe you can speak. But, no, seriously, yeah, when you're at a certain age, I just created I didn't create the video, but I know that no planes hit the towers that day, and you know, and what was the first thing you wanted to talk about is not EGI, but something else. What do you call it? Fuel in wings or something? That's a new one for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you look at just a couple of videos on it, you know, there's just not enough room for, like, 100 tons of fuel in a plane. There's just not room for it when it wings. It just doesn't add up. And logically, the weight is just, and the wings can't handle the, you know, the aerodynamics. If you see how much the wings flex, it flex like 15 or 20 feet on a big plane, and how can a wing hold that much fuel on flex like this? And it just doesn't make any sense. It's like having 10 trucks on each wing. No way. So they use some other kind of principle to fly. You know, like they have a pump that makes pressurized air, and they probably fill the plane up with pressurized air on the ground as well. And you know, just feed pressurized air into the tanks. For the big, you know, for the most part, maybe they use a little bit of fuel takeoff, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was speaking to Del Qua, and we were having that conversation that, because I went on an A380 from here in, from Sydney to, where do I go to, somewhere up there in Abu Dhabi, or, and then I went to Dublin. Yeah, it's a lot of fuel, isn't it? So, it's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, there was this guy who made a video, and it's like 50, you know, cars, and trucks, you know. How is that possible? It's not possible. And the wings are like, I don't know, 1.5 meters, 2 meters thick, at the thickest.
So, do you think, Jet, can you actually post the video that you made in the on Fakeologist?
I made in the video, so you saw this video.
Post the video that you saw, please. The one.
Found it. It's just a thing. I know the last 6 months, I've been looking at that particular thing.
Well, Fakeologist, I mean, this is exactly the subject we're into. It's something to be interested in. Yeah, absolutely.
No fuel, folks. I know it's something like it was. It should be simple. I'll find it.
Just put it in general unverified or into the ad likes it normally to go into the live stream chat. But it's up to you where you want to post it.
Yes, I'll see what I can find. It should be, you know, I didn't think at all, because we turbo some stuff on cars, and, you know, you can't have pressure on one side and an open area to the other, you know, without having a big, how can you make it tight and make pressure on one end and not on the other end? It really sounds strange. It's more like
You're not a pilot, right?
No. If I was. I probably wouldn't say this.
Because you'd lose your job, right?
Yeah, it's a big secret. Of the Earth, you know. It's obviously a club. They were in a club, you know, they were in the club. That's where there's costumes and their stupid hats and all this wings on the shoulders. It's just Masons. Masonic shit, probably. You never hear a pilot talking about these things.
Distance. Yeah, I'll get where you're going. Yeah, distance. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Earth is flat, but you never hear pilots say it, even though they know better than anyone that it's flat.
Well, again, I'm not an expert on anywhere. I'm not a pilot. I'd love to talk to a pilot and talk to about distance. And I know that it took 22 hours to get to bloody hell, Abu Dhabi, or where the hell I was, and then another 8 hours to get to Dublin. So tell me your thoughts on, just simply on, planes. You already said they can't hit a building and just slice through like butter. Is that right? Yeah.
That's one thing. It just makes no sense to fly a plane, because you can miss the whole building and the whole it's a big chance to take, you know, to rig the whole building with the explosives and then bank on hitting it with a plane. It just wouldn't work. It makes much more sense to just do procedure.
CGI. You know why? You know why? Because it's exactly the same. Yeah. Oh, here comes Ab.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah! Thank you, Velocet. Velocet actually did that. and thank you, Velocet. And me and, hey, Velocet, what I promised you is still coming. Look, Unrestrained, there was a wonderful thing that, well, not wonderful, but in 1997, do you remember when there was a conspiracy, well, they call it conspiracy, when Princess Diana got killed in a tunnel? The Princess of Wales.
Like, yeah.
Well, what happened is they killed her in a tunnel just the same way as, not like on a, you know, a conspiracy with a plane, with a car. And of course, they killed her in a, what do you call it, in a tunnel, which is a controlled area. You know what I mean? Like, you can control the area.
Yeah, of course.
But you can't control a car, which is the thing. So they showed you a car, and it looks like a cartoon cutout when you look at the car that hit the... If you look closely at that, it's the same as... Do you remember JFK or back in the day, like November 22nd, 1963, when they killed John F. Kennedy? They killed him in a controlled area too. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like they killed. I don't think they.
Yeah, made it look like, yeah.
I don't think she was killed. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, she could just as likely be alive, or he, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think they needed to kill her. There was just invention, story, script.
Yeah. It's like Ab was saying earlier, before he was talking to a fellow, and he said, Rob Ford is a guy that they didn't need to kill. They pretend to kill them. They're called, what is it called? Not AGI, but there's just a, like, a DCP, Dead Celebrity.
All right.
Dead Celebrity.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that, acronym. I've seen it on the message boards, you know. DCP, right.
Dead Celebrity Programs. Yeah, exactly. That's when I'll go, when I die. Not that I'm not a celebrity. No, man. I'm just watching this, the Scottish Watchmen. Yeah. They run on compressed air. Why not? Yeah, it's cool.
If you skip to, like, to get the, skip to, like, I don't know, 10 minutes, 9 minutes, and if you see the weight on the wings, thing, it just really looks strange.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know why this video only has 3,000 views. It's very rare, you know, because what the hell? It should be more views, and yes, maybe they hide the views. I don't know.
Yeah.
3,000.
You know why? Because there's no money in it. There's no money in it.
No money in?
There's no money in it. There's no money in, like, look at us. What we're trying to do is, like, expressing the truth. I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll message Ab, and you and him can have a chat properly on, what do you call it, on Skype or something. Do you use Skype at all?
No, I don't. Well, I have a problem with the login at the moment, you know, but I could use another software now anyway, because I have to set up the Skype on this computer and stuff, but,
yeah. Well, you almost got it together. There's a little bit a problem with your, what do you call it? You're sort of fading in and out, but we'll get it right. But it's certainly lovely to have a new voice. I'll just say one thing, because Ab is a great guy, and you obviously know it too. But yeah, so here we are. We're with Unrestrained, and we've got Spiro too. Is Spiro, have we worked out? Come on, let me drag him in here. Spiro, unmute, but brother, we've got a new voice, have we?
Well, he's muted, so...
Let him unmute. I'll just message him unmute. See where... He's from Holland. He can't connect somehow. Give me a second, I'll do a direct call. And give me... Just go to mute, Unrestrained. I'll be back in a sec. Yeah, Spiro's just going to do a restart. So, Unrestrained, just hold on there a sec and see if we get two new voices. That'd be going crazy. Two new voices. Okay. All right, let's try again. Spiro, unmute? OMG, he says. I'm laughing too. I spoke to Del Quar, and we had a big long chat today about a bunch of stuff, and I have no idea why it doesn't work. But we got a couple of one new voice. Unrestrained. Tell him to check his input devices in settings. There you go. He's asking, just message him directly, yeah. No, I'll hook up again. No. Do it now. Yeah, come on.
Here we go. Is that better?
Check hello. 1, 2. Spiro,
hello,
Spiro.
Hello.
Hello. So we've got two new voices tonight. So we've got Unrestrained. Spiro, where are you from, and how old are you, and why are you interested in fakeology?
Well, hello, guys. I'm 46 years old, and I came to your channel by JLB,
yep.
Which had a short article about fakeologists, I think a month ago or something. I saw that, got interested, saw and listened to some of your chats, and between you and him, and I thought, well, let's have it a go. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay, so where were you? So you're 46. So where were you on 9/11, and what are your thoughts on 9/11, Spiro?
Well, to keep it short, my interest got skyrocketed from the day it happened. When I was looking at the buildings collapsing, I thought, well, whatever happened there, it has nothing to do with airplane. And it took me 17 years to come up to the point where I am now. My position is that I don't believe any of the crap we have been told. It doesn't matter if it's presidents or lawyers or doctors or kings or queens. To me, it's all staged, set up. And I don't discuss things like this anymore on many forums. I did that many years ago. But I came to the conclusion that we can discuss whatever we want. We have our opinions. That's great. And I love to chat with people who have the same opinion. Yet to say that we can prove anything, I lost that interest to do that a long time ago. But that's only my opinion.
Yeah. You're 46 years old, like a man landing on the moon.
Horseshit.
Yeah, and the big one in my lifetime was 9/11, and that's what fakeologists.com. Have you got your own website, or where are you from, Spiro, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm from Holland.
You're from Holland, yeah. And obviously you've seen September Clues Forum, you've read...
Yes, many years ago.
Yeah. And what keeps your interest into this But what,
well, to keep it short again, if I look at my own life,
yeah,
starting this whole let's call it conspiracy. I lost a lot of friends, family, people around me who I thought cared, but once you confront them with things which their brain can't handle, they seem to get against you, and there's somehow no way of turning them into open. Open human being to connect and to discuss it. I mean, I don't have to agree with you, whatever you say, which I probably don't. But that doesn't matter, you know, if you can keep it polite and discuss things on a proper and gentle, normal way. I don't see any problems with this kind of channels where people come together with different points of view, yet are open to discuss it without calling names or being stupid or acting like whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. With like-minded. I always like to think, because I feel lonely too. I've felt lonely for 20 years, maybe longer. Yeah. So yeah.
Well,
when it comes to
you tell people things they don't want to hear, they turn your back. That's strange to me at the beginning. Now I realize that if we only speak about opinions. Whatever we say, whatever we do, I studied many things in my life the last 17 years. And the only thing I discovered is that whatever I say, whatever I do regarding others, it's only my opinion. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no proof to be found in anything I say, whatever, how matter long I study it. It doesn't matter. Because it's only objective truth to me. Whatever I do in my life, in my environment, has nothing to do with yours. That's how I look at it, by the way.
Good. But the thing is, our opinions, like, what about the mainstream media? And the way that if me and you, Spiro, will we have a chance on mainstream media, like talk about 9/11 or moon landings or Princess Diana or what the hell, JFK even, you know, way back in November 22nd, 1963. Could we question it, or do you think that we're all called conspiracy theorists from now on. From then.
Well, that totally depends on which contrast you put it on. I mean, if you compare yourself to, let's say, a lemming, then yes, you're right. But I don't. I don't care what other people think or say regarding their point of view. It's not up to me to tell you what to believe or what you think is true. I don't care. To me, it's all fine. You know, if you think that people play golf on the moon, I mean, that's
golf
that's
on
okay.
The moon.
I don't get that, but that's okay to me.
Golf on the moon is hilarious, isn't it? How they got a car on the moon, remember? Car, like they're driving a car around. How do they get a car out of the moon buggy? But yeah, golf
well,
on
that's
the moon.
What I'm, that's what I say. The whole world is a stage. Well, why would space be anything else?
Actually, we've lost Neil Armstrong. He's dead now, I think. We've lost a few of the guys on that supposedly went to the moon. But, not so much the guys that were in charge of 9/11. So 9/11... is the one that we're here at Fakeologists, that we are, well, I say we, the royal we. Oh, Unrestrained, do you want to say something?
No, I'm just back. I'm just listening.
Yeah. Have you met Spiro, you guys are both from up there. You guys have a chat. I'm going to go and have a smoke. I'll let you guys have a chat. He's opening a beer.
Yes, I got my beer now. I'm happy, man.
Henry Saint, where are you from?
I'm from Norway.
Norway, sorry?
Norway.
Okay, hi there. Nice to meet you.
Hi. You're from Holland?
Holland.
Are you from Holland, Spiro?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more south of you.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're new here too at this channel?
First time in.
For me, yes. This is my first time at Fakeologist. Yes, correct.
Cool. I really love the whole page. It's a lot of interesting things going on.
Can I ask you a question? Do you use push to talk?
Push to?
Yeah, do you use that you have to push a button before you can speak? Is that on
No.
Maybe you can put that on, because every time you speak, the first 3-4 words you say, I don't hear them because you're connected.
Okay, I'll try that, I think.
It might help, I don't know, but it might help.
Speak slower. Let's see, push this on.
I'll get myself a coffee, be right back.
Yeah, I just checked the live stream. Yeah, he's going to get a coffee and he's going to be right back. Yeah, it's actually working. So unrestrained. I think, Spiro's, it's your sensitivity on your mic that you're losing just a few, just a bit before and a bit after.
I think I'll try,
There you go.
I think I'll try, settings.
Yeah, so let's go to the lobby, back to the lobby, and we'll try and fix it up, okay? Okay, so we're back with Spiro. It is Tuesday the 31st of July 2018. This is not a debate. Spiro, you're actually a DJ, right?
Well, I'm trying to be, let's put it like that. Let's not exaggerate it.
Yeah.
But I'm spinning for myself. I like to take some time off from all the crap that's going on and focus on myself. One way of doing that is I listen to music and I spin my own music, I produce. And on the other way, I do a lot of gardening. I practice everything myself. And I love my life at the moment. Peaceful.
Yeah. And you're a fan of JLB, John LeBron?
Yes, he's been a great inspiration to me for the last couple of years. So, I enjoy his chats, I enjoy his open mind, skepticism, and I can't ever say anything bad about him. I just can't do it. Like, there's no way of doing it. And I experienced some things here. I heard some chats about JLB and got a little bit disappointed by it. But on the other hand, you know, it's opinions. People have their own spin of mind about everything we can possibly think of. What I just can't understand is the attacks. You know, people ask questions and you're not able to answer them. That's fine. You just say, I don't know. But I don't know is probably a hard thing to say.
Wait, what can't you understand? You just say again? I missed that.
I said, probably for people to say, I don't know, is a hard thing to do. Because when people don't know, they start talking crap or calling people names at harmonies.
I don't see the point.
Why? What's the point?
It's like when my car doesn't work and, like, it's a manual back in the day, because we all drive autos now. Back in the day, like, everyone tries to push start forward, and I go, no, push start backwards, like, because in reverse, like, yeah, you can push start a car, but now we all drive autos, and we're all on autos sometimes, I think.
Well, as long as you stand to it, yes, we are. I drop a lot of things regarding technology. I don't drive a car. I don't use bikes or anything. I keep myself as much as I can from the roads. Why? That's my idea of this life. I can't accept many things of it. And I know as long as I use the roads, I'm a victim to the rules. So-called police have hold on. I avoid it as much as I can. We all need it sometimes, but I try to avoid it.
Well, here's a couple of questions. I mean, I got a question for you. I mean, here I'm Spiro. We're on fakeologist.com. What do you think John LeBron's top of his pyramid? Like, where, as far as he kind of, like, he does, he kind of looks down on us and sort of says we're a kitty or baby, you know, tiny hoaxes and whatever. What do you think the top of his pyramid is?
I don't get your question. Sorry, I was doing two things at the time. Sorry, can you repeat?
You're right. Okay, so John LeBron's he's a kind of a guy that kind of just says, there's a pyramid, and it's like kitty, tiny, teeny. There's a top of his pyramid. What do you think the top of his pyramid is? If you're you know, keen on John Lebon, do you know? Have you got a clue what the top of his pyramid is?
Yeah, I do. But you know what the thing is, and that's what I just said before.
Yeah, go for it.
What he thinks regarding his pyramid, where he stands and where puts his baby hopes and whatever, that's his right. It's your right, and that's fine with me. I have another standpoint. I look at things very differently. But I don't see the
pyramid. Oh, Spirit. Psychologist joined us.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello, Web.
Hi, Spiro. Welcome to Fakeologist Doc.
Well, thank you
kindly.
Good
to have you here.
Thank you kindly, sir.
So, yeah, Ab Fakeologist, let me introduce you. Ab Spiro, Ab. Spiro's from Holland, and yeah, I'll let you guys have a chat.
Just let me get my connection going here.
You're right.
Yeah, take your time, man.
Can you hear me okay?
Perfect. Go for it.
I don't think I'm coming through clearly. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Doesn't want to switch.
Maybe he's in his. Is he in your truck, Ab? Check 1-2.
I can hear him fine.
Hey. 2-1-2.
There he goes. 2-1-2.
Yeah, still having problems.
That's good.
Well, you're coming through all right there.
I can hear him messing about. Keep going. And should I drag Unrestrained in the lobby? I don't know whether I should. Ab had a big, long chat with Missam or Simon or Faye today. Yeah. She's lovely.
Which name did you say, sorry?
Faye Missam. Yeah.
All right, 2212.
There he goes. He's just put a new Bluetooth in. So here we are on... here we go. We got a new voice, 31st of July, 2018. Psychologist and Spiro.
Is he connected?
There we go.
There he goes.
2212.
Yep.
Coming through.
He's in his truck. He's got a Bluetooth. Are you Bluetoothing tonight? Okay. There he goes. I heard a snap there. Snap.
You heard a snap?
Yeah. There we go.
All right, Spiro, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. Spiro sounds like a Greek name.
Yeah, I can imagine that you think that. It's a little bit Greek. It has some meaning of Greek, but it has a deeper meaning than just being Greek.
First of all, I want to thank somebody who may be unappreciated around here. And thank Rollo for bringing in some new voices. So thank you, Rollo.
He's doing a cigarette.
He's going to miss this public praise? Oh, no. Well, if Rollo can hear me, thank you very much for bringing in Spiro. And I believe Unrestrained. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's from Norway, what I just got to hear.
Oh, that's really great. How long have you been following Fakeologist?
Well, I have to be honest, I found you through JLB. His page, and
You don't have to be honest. You can be deceiving. No, it's fine.
That's correct. Yeah, it could be. But I found you through him, and got interested in some chats you had with him and other people. And I visited the site, I think a week ago, and I just decided to member up 2 days ago. So I got interested by the subjects, by the people, the chats, not all. But I like to listen to people who are like-minded and have a strong opinion, but can keep it to themselves.
How did you find JLB?
I followed him for years on YouTube from the moment he started.
So YouTube is how you got to JLB.
Yeah, that was the first connection I had with him. Correct.
YouTube is at the time was very powerful in gathering new people.
At the time, correct. YouTube is long gone, in my opinion. To be honest.
Yeah, it appears to be at the moment a lost cause. But there's no way anyone could have expected it to last. That would have been ridiculous.
Now, with everything what's going on without with the community guidelines and the restrictions they have and the ridiculous policies they hold on to, it's not a wonder that it's collapsing, in my opinion.
Well, it's a private playground; they can do whatever they want. I'm sure when they get to a certain critical mass of advertisers, the advertisers call the shots,
exactly.
And those that control the corporations.
Yeah, exactly.
So the same old thing happens. Those that have control of the power, they can create any guideline they want.
It's never been in any other way, and it will never be in any other way as long as we accept it. It's up to us. It's not up to anybody else to change your reality.
Well, yeah. Well, for the moment, Fakeologist is a pretty open space, and it's not really controlled by any advertiser, and therefore it's marginalized in the sense that it can't get the publicity that a YouTube can, because YouTube has the power of suggestion. But overall, if people are willing to put in the effort to find a site like Fakeologist to weed through all the censorship and the searches and the ghosting and the shadow banning, if it exists, then they'll be able to find it.
Yeah, well, it is, but to me, it's very dependable on how you stand in life. If you are waiting on your chair or behind your desk that info will come to you, then it's a long wait. If you're prepared to look for it and engage in at least thinking about subjects you never thought about and be open to it, then you're willing to make a change in yourself, and then you will find what you need.
Yes, you have to do some research. I'm not sure the children of Twitter and Instagram do research. As a matter of fact, probably create some kind of Fakeologist Instagram account and start Instagramming pictures, I suppose. Pictures? I don't know what pictures I could put up. That's how the children of today get their media, Instagram and Twitter. I don't like either.
Well, I agree. I totally agree. But that's our whole complete education system. It's designed to, let's put it in some stronger words, it's designed to fuck you up. That's my strong opinion about it. And I don't care if people say, well, it's not that bad. Because if you can't see how bad it is, then I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Have you lived in Holland all your life?
No, I'm not born here. I lived at three or four places all of my life. Now I'm staying in Holland for the last 20 years. But I've been everywhere.
I like everywhere it. Meaning everywhere in Europe?
Everywhere in the world. I surfed for a lot of years.
You served or you surfed? Did you surf?
I surfed my country for 14 years.
Oh, does that mean you were in the military?
Was, yes.
Okay. In the Dutch military or another country's military?
Oh, Dutch.
I don't really think of Holland in the military. The Dutch military is all around the world?
Oh, yes. But military in the sense of how I look at it now doesn't mean anything at all.
Well, it's an organization. Is the Dutch military more humanitarian, like the Canadian is supposed to be?
No, I don't believe in that. There is no organization which controls other people who can be humanitarian in any way.
What kind of things did you do in the military?
I'm sorry?
What kind of things did you do in the military?
I'd rather not speak about that.
Okay. Why not?
It's a hard issue. It's a personal hard issue.
Oh, all right. Is it a hard issue that other people in the military have in common with you, or is it just something super personal?
No, have you ever heard of the big happening in 2009 in Chicago?
What happened in Chicago?
In 2009, the military vets demonstration.
No, there was some kind of demonstration. I'm not getting what you're saying. The military, what happened?
Well, let's keep it simple. I turned down everything I had regarding my military background, and I came to the realization that everything that regards war is a hoax. Everything.
Okay. I'm just trying to, what does the Chicago have to do with it? What happened in 2009 in Chicago? Because now you have me interested. I'll be going to Beantown shortly.
I could send you a link about it and you will get a picture.
Okay. Can you just quickly tell me what it was, though? What happened? Is it a public event that happened in 2009 in Chicago?
There were 29,000 veterans who were throwing their medals on the courtyard.
Oh, okay. 29, that's an interesting number. Okay.
So they
threw their medals where? Where did they throw them?
Everywhere.
Into the Chicago River?
No, it was on the courtyard. I will show you. You will see. There's a
courtyard in Chicago?
I don't know how it's called yet. I have to look it up again, but we will see what
all right.
And what to me it was life-changing because it made me see.
What is the symbolism of that? That you got that the military people just ashamed of what they were doing in the military and they wanted to publicly renounce it?
Yes.
Okay. I never heard. Honestly, I don't remember that at all.
Well, it started with 9/11. You know, that was the big wake-up call for many people because everybody with a clear sense of thinking who looks at that event knows that there's something wrong. And whoever denies
it can't help them. Yes. What do you think happened on 9/11?
Nothing at all. That's the big deal. Nothing happened.
Well, what do
nobody
you think?
Died. Nobody died at all. Nothing happened. There were no airplanes. There was no destruction. The only destruction we have been seeing is the blow-up of those two buildings. And number 7 and number 6.
Yeah. But you think we actually saw the destruction of the building?
No.
No. Me neither.
But you know, I have discussed this part so many times with so many people, and it always ends up to a wall where people will know further. They will believe something, but they will believe the other part, and I don't get that. You know, it's too obvious to deny it. If you deny it, then there's something wrong in your perception of reality. And that's my strong opinion, which I don't have to push on anybody else.
When did you come to the realization that 9/11 was a hoax? HRDPARNDNGH?
The same day.
The same day? Wow.
I mean, look at it. Just look at it. If you look at what happened there, that's impossible for any building to collapse. It's impossible. Structurally, engineeringly, in any way, it's impossible to happen.
Yeah.
It can't happen. But what I don't understand is the enormous discussion about it. There's no discussion. If you look at the pictures about any building, especially 7 and 6, there's no doubt about it that there's something wrong on a scale we can't even imagine. If you deny that.
Yeah, I don't know 6. Which one is 6? Is that the hotel or?
It was the one with the 40-meter hole.
It was the one with the what? Sorry?
The one with the 40-meter hole.
Oh, okay. We know it had a hole, or are we just relying on the imagery we're presented?
Imagery, correct.
We don't know if it really had a hole.
We never know. It's just imagery. That's the problem. I've never met anyone who's seen it happen. The hole in the building. I've never met anyone. And if they claim they did, then they have to be able to prove it, which no one can. No one.
Yeah. See, on 9/11, 2001, you knew right away it was a hoax. Why did you know that?
No, I didn't know it was a hoax. I knew that there was something going on, which had nothing to do with an airplane flying into a building.
Okay. But when did you figure out what actually took place? How long after?
Well, the best clues I got was when I looked at clues for him, and I saw all the evidence building up and building up and building up. And I didn't believe a word about Ms. Woods. But when connecting it in my own head regarding everything we have been seeing in all those years, it's pretty obvious. And
what year did you look at clues for him?
2008, 2009.
Oh, it's the clock. Hold up.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Oh, and I want to thank you to the announcement there. I want to thank one new monthly donor at $1.19 a month. Thank you very much. I can't. His initials or her initials are D.E., David Edward. I don't know the name. I don't want to give the whole name. And I also want to thank Curious. There's a couple names, I think, on the website. I think the latest is Curious. And he's from, I believe he's from your neck of the woods, Holland. But I can't remember, though. And he is a huge donor at fakeologist.com. Maybe it's you. I don't know. His name is Curious. And he always steps up all the time with very generous donations. Probably one of the top donors and longest donors. He doesn't have a voice, and I don't see him post all that much. So if he's listening, thank you very much. Thank you to everyone that supports independent media, independent live streaming media. There's no other site that I know of that does what we do. Live streaming media, and when we're not live streaming, we're replaying old broadcasts on Radio 2, fakeologist.com/.
Do we lose spirit? Do we lose spirit? Do we?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the panel. No spirit right there.
And
he's very
unrestrained. Unrestrained is in the lobby. Let's drag him in.
Did you get my public praise for you, Rolla?
Oh, look, I always feel unappreciated by you, Ab.
I know. That's why I was trying to reverse that. Did you get my appreciation?
Unappreciated.
Did you get my appreciation?
God, I got your appreciation. Shut up!
Yeah, you're deep in the bottle tonight, but at least you
yes
have the courage in a couple.
Look.
You brought in a couple new voices, which is great. You're one of the only, you're a professional fakeologist herder. You can herd them into the audio, so you're very good at it.
Yeah, exactly. Look, if you don't want to have a Long Island tea with me, I'll just cope with it. But yeah,
I don't want to have a tea with you. But we can meet on the audio. So that's good enough.
It's good enough.
I don't have time to meet anybody. I'll meet on the audio.
Look, I made a video of
what did you do?
Need to be right
back.
Did
you see the video that I made?
Oh, which one?
I'll email it to you. I'll message it to you right now.
I think you posted some video. I haven't clicked on it yet.
You haven't clicked on it. All right.
You just posted it, didn't you?
Yeah. It's got 3 views. Maybe you can make it a 4th.
I will.
It was with Marcus Allen, right? And
okay, go ahead.
And Marcus Allen said, make this the zoom out.
Oh, right, the zoom out. So you did.
Yeah. So I made a video for you.
Let's make it viral.
Well, let's try. So will you put it on your website tomorrow?
I'll do it today.
All right, today. I'll let you and Spiro.
That's a problem with my website and my phone all of a sudden. So that started yesterday, right, but I'm not sure.
I'll message it to you straight. I'll do it for you right now, Ab. And forget the Long Island teas, but I made the video especially for you, okay?
Me or Marcus, come on.
To you.
Thank you.
All right.
I feel
Spiro, are you still there, brother? Spiro, are you still there, brother?
I'm here.
Okay. I'll let you guys chat on.
All right. Can you get a little closer to your microphone, Spiro?
Yes, it is better.
You're a little bit far. I know you're on a speaker mic. I think you're on a speaker mic?
Headset.
You are on a headset. Oh, yeah, just bend the microphone a little closer to the mouth, please, the voice. That'd be great. Because when Rolo came on, he almost blew out my ear because I had the volume cranked up to 11.
Yeah, I had the same here. I had it over the speakers here, so I was sitting right up in my chair.
Very good. Okay, so you knew something was wrong, then you went to Clues Forum. How long have you been fakeologist-minded?
Well,
do you become a critic when you get in the military and realize that the official military story is different once you're in the military?
It's completely different. It's but in my case, I opened up my eyes in that specific time. And
yeah,
one thing leads to another.
Because of the military?
I'm sorry?
Did you open up your eyes because of the military?
No, it was regarding that period that I was, and especially around 9/11, that I started to question things, my reality, my opinions, yeah. How I looked at the world, what I did in the past, how I treated people, and the other way around, of course. And that made me look on a completely different way than I ever did before. And well, as many of us did, if you get into that rabbit hole, there's no end. You keep spiraling down, and yeah, it's a journey. It's a hell of a journey, and it took me a long time to appreciate it and to accept that we don't have to be afraid of anything. But once I realized that, I came to the conclusion that I don't need to be afraid. That gave me an enormous lot of rest in my head, in my life. So yeah, one thing leads to another.
Is it a relief to you?
Yeah, I can laugh about it now. Every time I see any post about anything regarding government or Trump or anything or a medical new discovery, just like the latest one about DNA, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
And once you dig into it, you discover things of such a magnitude. But it surprised me. It shocked me that everything what I've been taught at school was completely different in reality when you really look at it. Not like the lemmings do, but really look at it.
Yes. It is fascinating. I just watched some of the television news before I left this morning, early in the morning. I noticed they moved the Toronto morning television news on one of the channels to 5:30 in the morning. Because I guess they figured because we have to get up so early to drive around in Toronto before the whole city turns into a traffic mess. People are missing the news. So they turn it on even earlier now. And story after story, almost every story was fiction. And most of it's recycled crime stories that are slowly moving forward in the courts. And some of them are 2 and 3 years old. So much for timely justice, but they're just all fake crime stories. And it's just amazing that I said to my wife, I said, are there any real stories on this broadcast? She said, well, I think there probably is a fire burning up north of where we live in the forest. But I said, well, other than that, there's really nothing in this media that's real. It's amazing.
Well, I don't watch television for 11 years now.
Yeah.
There's no point for me to watch it. I can understand that other people do because they want to know. I can understand that. But it's like watching Sesame Street to me. I only laugh at them. It's ridiculous. But that's only my opinion.
Yeah, I understand. You don't have to say it's your opinion. We know when you say it, it's your opinion. When I say something, it's my opinion. I know you don't have to add that. I get it. That's fine. I'm glad we're hearing your opinion. It sounds like you're a very solid fakeologist. Do you think you could call yourself a fakeologist if you gave yourself a label?
Well, regarding fake things, yes, probably yes, because there's not much which I believe in. I don't believe in a health system or healthcare. I don't believe in doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists, medicine, vaccinations in any way. It's ridiculous. And it always will be ridiculous to me, no matter what other people say. That's fine. If you think it's good for you to be vaccinated, go ahead. I don't care. But to me, it's utter ridiculous.
Yeah, there's the so-called science behind it is the biggest problem.
Yeah, well, if it was science in on the correct way, I would agree on it. But science isn't science anymore. That's in my opinion, and that's a big problem.
Well, the actual way we're told vaccination works does sound a little like magic. And the idea that the problem is they said we can inject a dead virus or a deactivated virus into the body and the body will react to it in the same way as it would react to a real virus. Right off the bat, we have the problem with viruses where I don't think viruses exist. But right off the top, the story doesn't make sense. To a fakeologist.
I fully agree.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But the idea, if you want to take the idea of viruses as true, The idea that you can take a denatured or dead virus, put it in the body, and the body will treat it as if it was real and create antibodies or immune-type cells. So the next time the body gets exposed to the real virus, it will be prepared and already ready. That head start will prevent disease. That whole idea is quite bad, but that, I believe, is the official story about what a vaccination is.
May I ask you, have you ever heard of the central dogma?
Heard of what?
Central dogma.
Central dogma. I think I've heard the term. What exactly does it mean to you?
Central dogma, actually, if I keep it simple, it says to you that you are a victim of your own self.
Okay.
Meaning that DNA, RNA, and protein has only one direction. You can only be a victim of your own DNA, your own cells, whatever. That's what the central dogma actually tells us, which I don't believe. The same story is with our hearts. We have been taught that our heart is a pump. If you imagine the grams that a heart is built up, it's around 300 grams. Now, if you count all the veins, all the arteries you have in your body, which it has to provide with blood, and it has, and you stick them all together, then you get millions of miles. Now, imagine this. You have a 300-gram heart in your body, so it's able to pump 6 liters of blood in a constant flow up and down your body. Does that make any sense to you in any way?
You don't think it can do that?
Can you imagine that your heart is pumping the blood down, then it stops at the end of every single vein it has, and they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller, sometimes smaller than the red blood cell, then how is it able to get it back? It's a ridiculous story. If you dig in, you will see that it's fascinating how stories are completely contradictory to each other. I'm sorry for my English, by the way. I'm trying.
Oh, well, your English is fine. I just don't get I've never heard this one before about the heart. So how do you think the body moves blood around?
Well, it's too complicated to explain it in this kind of chat. But in my opinion, there is no vacuum created. If there's no vacuum, there can't be a pump because there are too many chambers in the heart. But that's a technical story. The principle of it is there must be another reason why your blood, or whatever you want to call it, I'm not even sure if we have blood, then how does that work? Without a vacuum.
I'm pretty sure I have blood because I sliced my finger open last week with a piece of glass.
Sorry to bust in. I have blood too. I sliced my finger open too. So,
well,
come on.
Yeah. We have a substance which we call blood. Yeah, that's correct.
I held my finger as when I sliced it, and it dripped out like a fucking tap. So.
Yeah.
We all have blood. Come on, Spiro. We all have blood. Some of it is Jewish blood, or what do you call it? Who are we against at the moment? Bloody Muslims. Muslim blood.
On the Danforth shooting in Toronto last week.
I heard that. Yeah.
They're all blood. Everyone that got shot was bloodless, so there might be something to Spiro's idea.
Yes! You were talking you were talking to that lovely guy,
Ed O.
Now, like, seriously, that big, you got your Trudeau guy there, right?
Trudeau was there yesterday. He went to go
good
visit
Lord.
Yesterday. He did a photo op. I just watched that on the news this morning. He looks pretty good in color, I have to admit.
Trudeau is just the same guy as what's the word he used? Trudeau was like really made a dick of himself when he said it's not because we're in SMJ SJW world.
Trudeau is just some women say, most women would say he's just a good-looking, brainless idiot he's not a good actor. He can't ad-lib. He needs to take an improv course. from maybe Donald Trump could give him an improv course. He is just very vacuous, and his act is
like a manslaughter or something, or person slaughter or something. He said something ridiculous to a young girl. It was hilarious, like chairman. Like, remember the old term, chairman? Chairman is actually a Latin word for like head of the table, but chairman sounds like chairman, chair, but they call it chairperson.
So now they're just called chair. So you're a chair.
Yeah, so chair. Means- I'm not a chair. I'm a table. I'm a table lab.
Yeah, you're a rocking chair.
I'm a rocking chair. You're a rock and roller. Rock and roller. Yeah, you bet. But we're here with Spire, so I'll be quiet. Yeah.
All right. Every now and then, Rolo comes in and tramples on the audio, but that's okay. He started it. He is entitled. Do you like Rolo? I'm sure he wants to know. I'll ask for him. Spiro, do you like Rolo?
Yeah, I have no problems with Rolo. He's fine.
Do you like his style of audios?
Well, I just met him for the first time, personal experience, but I don't bother too much, you know.
There's quite an archive of Radio Rolos.
Yeah, I mean in a personal way.
Yeah, oh yeah, I just meant, well, personally, you have to like him, but I just meant in an audio format way, if you like his style.
Well, let's put it like this, you can't miss him.
You're very diplomatic, I like that. Well, as people may or may not be aware, we have, I believe this is episode 478 or 9 of the Fakeologist Audio Chat series, and we have over 200 Fakeologist proper shows where I sit down in my studio and talk to people like Spiro. We have a very, very large archive. It would probably be thousands of hours. So if anyone's bored one day and doesn't like mainstream media and wants to hear something completely different, you could probably spend a couple of years listening at this point, and it is highly recommended. It's by myself, of course, self-servingly. But, yeah, have you listened to any of the past audios, Spiro?
I'm working through it right now.
Oh, well. Well, I wish I could give you a top 10 list to go through. I don't have one. So every now and then, sometimes I go on vacation and I bring back hundreds at least.
Look, if you're gonna go a top 10 list and you can't, like me and Jesse War, you know, the guy from, you know, New Guys.
Yeah, you like, that was a good one.
Yeah. That would be number 3. Number 1 would be you and Simon Shack. 1 and 2. You and Simon Shack, 1 and 2. Yeah. Jesse War would be number 3.
I talked to Simon many times. Would it be on first two times?
Yes, the first two times. That's why I gave you number 1 and 2 spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go right back. Do we have an episode number? Was that number 24?
I can't give you the exact episode numbers, but I will give you... Then there would be... Because we had, you know, we had... Who we had back the other day? Marcus Allen. Yeah. But that's not on your channel. It would be over at... what are they called?
Hoaxbusters.
Hoaxbusters. I forgot, because we've lost Chris Kendall. I don't know where Chris Kendall. We haven't lost him in real life, but we've lost him.
Oh, we just don't know where he is.
Yeah, we don't know where he is. Chris Kendall has done. Yeah, go.
He's moved away from Oklahoma. I don't know if he's in his place anymore.
No.
I think he's wandering around the Southwest. I don't know.
Well, it's a damn shame.
I'm not on the Hoaxbusters Discord because I was thrown off, and it's too much effort to get back on as somebody else, so I just don't bother. So if
I'll try and know
what's happening. I don't. You can just be our information source. What is happening?
Well, like Kalito seems to be running the show, and a few of the other. The other boys that used to be here, Danny, what's his name? Napoleon Wilson over there. They're rocking on over there, and SMJ as well.
Is SMJ. There any good research going on that we can
Yeah, absolutely. Way better than I do, so you should get back in there.
No, it's fine. You can just represent if you would like and give us the information so we don't have to, maybe you can condense it and bring it over.
Yeah. that's my life.
Have you been over at the Hulkbuster Discord?
Yeah, I have to, just been introduced yesterday by Phil Blanks.
Is there any good quality material over at the Hulkbuster Discord that we need to be aware of?
I don't know yet. He gave me that link yesterday. We chatted for an hour or something. But I didn't have any material.
Chatted with Phil Blanks?
Yes, with Phil.
Did he ask you any questions?
No, we didn't came that far because I told him, just like I told Rollo, I'm not here to discuss people. I just listen to their stories. If I follow, yeah, I think
the problem is Phil's like, Spiro here has said he's 46 years old. Phil's like 26, 20. He's a young guy.
32.
God damn, he doesn't know shit.
32.
Yeah. I call Phil Super Questioner.
Yeah, I know. So,
if any of you have ever had children, the joke with children is you'll tell them something and then they'll say why, and then you'll give them and then they'll say why. It's endless whys.
Yeah.
You could.
And there's no stupid questions. There's no stupid questions. There's only stupid people.
No, that's not. There are stupid questions. If I start explaining something to you when you do it with a small child and they say why, there has to be an end to the why somewhere. there has to be an end to
good
the why. Phil is funny that way. He's not
funny. He's annoying that way. You say funny that way. He's annoying that way.
He's not malicious. He's endless. And
oh, good Lord! Yeah.
You should call him Infinity Question.
Yes,
I recognize what you say. I gave him an example, which I mostly use in this kind of cases. Imagine you were walking in a desert, and you're walking up to, let's say, 20 people who are walking in circles. You stand there looking at them for a while and questioning, what the hell are they doing? Then they stop walking, look at you, and tell you, whilst you question them, well, why are you guys walking in circles? They stop, look at you, and tell you, well, wait a minute, sir. You just have to get in. Do the same thing as we do, and everything will be fine. Don't question, just walk. But the thing is, once you start walking, after 2 hours, you won't recognize the fact that you're walking with them. You're just walking with them. And the next one comes. The same thing happens. Now, that's my example, what I gave to people like that. You can question things. If you keep walking in circles with questioning those things, then what's the point of questioning?
Yeah.
Do you hear where he's going? Yeah, it's like the where they spray the bloody have you Spiro, remember the where they spray the what are they called? Apes in a cage or something, or when they go up to get a banana. Have you heard of that story?
It's the same deal.
We'll all drag each other down. That's why I have the highest respect for fakeologists and a lot of other, until he went off over there at Hoaxbusters. But John LeBon sometimes goes off on his own. And why not? Because, The thing I've been watching lately is there's a guy called Gary Awesome. There's a guy called Isaac Butterfield. A lot of people that look at mainstream media here in Australia. There's a girl called, what's her name? Tracy Grimjaw. It's just Australian media. I'm so glad. In the 6 years I've spoken to Ab, let me say this: it's been absolutely awesome to see that the mainstream media is just even Donald Trump saying, what do you call it? It's fake news. So CNN, So we cut the cable. Yeah, no more cable. Yeah, no more Fox. No more Why would we?
Oh, you finally got rid of Janine?
Yeah, cut the cable. Thank you. Yeah, we did that.
Did that? That's a revelation.
I just said, let's cut it. Yeah.
When did you do that?
It was about a month when I hurt my finger and when I went to Vanuatu. I came back and my remote control didn't work, and then I rang up. Well, I rang my next door neighbor because we kind of share the cable, and they wanted to charge me. They wanted to charge me $100 or $660 for a remote control, like the remote control, because it busted. It didn't work anymore, and I changed the batteries and everything, and
you didn't drop it in your glass, did you?
I didn't drop it in my glass, but yes. I get you. Where are you going?
John says, John LeBon says this is a funny show if you listen closely. He's right.
Well, it is. Yeah, because there's irony and there's there's all sorts of
sarcasm. You're funny.
Sarcasm. If you got to work it out, yeah.
I think Spiro's probably pretty funny.
I think so. He's a classic. Yeah.
I like Rolo's joie de vivre. That's French.
Let Spiro want to go there.
Let's let Spiro talk. We're taking over the show.
Yeah. That's okay, guys. It's okay. I have to run for a short while. I have to do some things here.
All right.
I have to
live life. It
was a wonderful meeting. It was nice to meet you, psychologist. It was nice to meet you, Rolo. Thanks for the chat.
You bet.
And I hope we can do this
please
more.
Please come
often.
Back.
Yeah.
We want to see more of people like Spiro. Yeah, please come back. Fantastic.
New voices. New voices.
Yeah, I will. No worries. I'm not saying I won't.
Do you know who you remind me of, Spiro? You remind me of a Floridian. Floridian. What was his name? He's a wonderful guitarist. What was his name? The Floridian. You've got the same voice. What was his name?
Tom Petty?
No, it's not coming. No, the Florida.
I have
Tom
no
Petty?
Idea who you mean, but if
not Tom Petty, I mean a fakeologist, but yeah, Tom Petty I remember, but he plays the guitar is just as good. Yeah.
Can we have a bumper from Spiro?
Go for it.
Roll. Give him the words.
Okay, so Spiro, what you got to say is this. So Spiro, you're from Holland, right?
Yes, sir.
Don't say sir, don't say sir. All you got to say is this. Hi, I'm Spiro from wherever, if you want to go, how remote you want to go. Like, where in Holland do you live?
Do you
want to go any...
You're dropping.
So, do you want to go any further close to Holland where you live?
No,
all right, okay, yeah. So here it is. Okay. This is how you do it. Hi, I'm Spiro. Okay, take two. Hi, I'm Spiro. From Holland. I'm Spiro from Holland, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
That's right.
Wait a minute.
Say that
again. Okay.
Hello, I'm Spiro from Holland, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Guys, but every time you start to speak, you drop out. I didn't get it. Can you type it?
Yeah, actually, it's...
It's great. Okay. Hello, I'm Spiro, and I'm from Holland, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. Come on, Spiro, you can do it.
It's actually typed in the live stream show notes, I believe.
I have no idea what's going on, but every time I speak, then it starts to quit.
You might be on I think you're on Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi is just about the worst type of connection ever. That's probably what the problem is. Are you on Wi-Fi right now?
No, I'm not on Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, just say, can you just say hi? I'm Spiro from Holland, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. And I just saw your message that it was you with the monthly donation. You're DDE. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, mate.
Very kind of you. I really appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Spiro from Holland, and you're listening to Fakeologist on fakeologist.com.
All right. That's almost got
perfect.
Almost.
100%.
No, it's not. You almost got it. Just say, hi, I'm Spiro from Holland, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hello, I'm Spiro from Holland. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Perfect. That's perfect. Timestamp.
Well,
that was
good.
What's the
timestamp?
I don't have the timestamp. That's the problem.
Is it recording, you pain in the ass?
I know. I know.
I have checked it before. Right. I noticed it was recording. Yeah.
No, it's. I'm pretty sure it's recording.
I don't know if I'll ever forgive you about Marcus Allen losing 2 hours of Marcus Allen. My goodness me.
You have to forgive me.
Well, I have to, but, you know, I'm like banging.
Anyway, yeah, I got to run.
Go, Spiro.
All right, Spiro's got to run. Thank you very much.
See you later,
fantastic
guys.
Voice. Owner. Spiro does it all. There he goes. Spiro from Holland. Thank you very much. Oh. Easy.
Hey, guys.
Popping my levels. Thank you, Spiro.
Well, that's me giving Spiro a nice wolf whistle.
I know, but you just blew out my ear.
Yeah.
But let's give Rolo thanks as he.
Can I request a tune to go out with? Can I request a tune to go out with?
I can't play it because I'm mobile. But if you want,
we can do it at the end.
My phone is barely working these days. It crapped out all yesterday afternoon.
No. I've been working out how to use the audio cable. So I'm going to get back onto that. So post this, I'm going to request a tune.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. So see if you'll do it for me. Will you,
me? You want me to do it in post?
Yeah. Do it in post. Yeah. Will you do it for me? If you don't, I'll never come back ever.
All right. Then definitely.
That'll ever happen. Yeah. Pac-Man fever.
Oh, no. Music is so personal, you know.
You don't want Pac-Man fever?
No, it's such a... You play something classic like Led Zeppelin or somebody, for goodness sakes.
You know who I really like? Who?
That's new. I don't know if you... I don't know what kind of music you like these days.
Who's new?
Well, this woman named Ruelle, R-U-E-L-L-E. And you know how I found her? I found her through that 9/11 movie. Now I got to watch that 9/11 movie. Somebody mentioned a 9/11 movie that just came out, and I can't even remember the name of it or who was in it or what it was about. But she was on the soundtrack. She was the soundtrack. What is the name of that movie? Do you remember?
I'm looking it up right now.
It's the latest 9/11 movie, but I can't remember. It's not the one where Charlie Sheen's in the elevator, because nobody wants to watch that.
So how do you spell her name again? R-U-L-I-L-I?
R-U-E. R-U-E.
R-U-E.
L-L-E.
L-L-E. All right.
She's in the song is called Rival, R-I-V-A-L.
That'll be easy to find.
Is that the name of the movie, too? I don't even know. It's something about 9/11, though. What the heck could they? What could they be talking about 9/11 now? What movie could they possibly make about it? Any idea?
I'm looking it up now. Ruelle. No,
Oh, don't say you can't find it.
No. I'm googling it, man. I'm like.
What are you googling?
R-U-E-L-L-E Rival 9/11.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay.
I've got all.
There's a movie, the trailer for the 9/11 movie has her soundtrack. I don't know the name of the movie, though. I can't help you there.
Well, me and you, when it comes to 9/11, me and you are on the same page.
Oh, yeah. We are. Did you like my flurry of 9/11 posts?
All right, I've found it. Yeah.
What is it called?
I'm going to put this in the show notes, official audio.
Name of the movie?
I don't know, but I just found the... I'm listening to the... This is good.
Yeah, I heard you play it before. Yeah.
When I get my audio fixed up. When it comes to, do you think she sounds like Anya a bit? Anya? Do you remember her?
No.
You don't even remember Anya.
I know the name, but I don't know it.
Well, she Sail Away, and one of my favorite songs of hers was Time.
Come Sail Away by Styx? No.
Styx! All right, we better leave it there, Ab. Look, it's lovely to have your voices tonight. We had Unrestrained.
Thank you for herding them over. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Have we mentioned that we are grateful for Rolo today?
I don't know. Have you?
All right. This should fill your unappreciated glass over for 6 months. You're topped up. Would you say you're topped up?
Yeah, as long as, look, if I come to Canada, me and you have a Long Island tea together.
All right. I know you're a traveler, but I don't host anybody, so it's nothing personal.
I'll stay at a hotel. I mean, I don't have to stay in your house, right?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like David Letterman. I don't do guests. You know how he said,
All right. Thanks
for coming on the show, and I'll get out. I like his attitude. I'm a David Letterman type. You know David Letterman?
How could I not?
Well,
of course I know David Letterman. He's like the guy with a gap in his teeth, and he's just there, and he pretends to be friends with you. But
he's not Bill Hicks, is he?
Oh, I don't know if he's Bill Hicks or not, but I just figured that me and you have got on well.
Yes, you're a great guy.
So if I come to Canada and you wouldn't have, like, at least a Long Island tea with me.
Yes.
Not that I have to stay at your house or anything.
I'll have a Molson Canadian.
Right.
That's more Canadian. Isn't a Molson Gold?
Otherwise, you know, I get pissed off and I just go, like the last time you said that we're not friends, and there were a lot of comments that came in, like, by a lot of the other fakeologists. Said, and I look, I don't mind. I just, I kind of think, what's up?
Amazing what sets people off. It could have been even tongue in cheek, but even if it wasn't, people just don't get it.
Yeah, I kind of think, like, I've spent 6 years here. Like, if I came to Canada and you wouldn't have a Long Island tea with me, I would.
Oh, I would. I'd spend the day with you. I
would hope so. More than.
I might even. What do you mean, your hopes? I might even take the day off.
All right, then. Excellent. Well, it's been a great night. New voices, great night.
Excellent night. Thanks to you. Thanks to Cyril.
Yes.
And
bet,
thanks to the other guy. Was that on Unrestrained?
Unrestrained. Yeah, so it's not Unrestraint. It's Unrestrained. Unrestrained. Unrestrained.
You can be called Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. Which is what I'm unfiltered. And same with SMJ and Marcus Allen.
You
have to pay for that. To get through their filter.
I think everyone should be named with un in front.
Un Rolo.
Un Rolo.
Yeah. So.
All right.
It's great to know you've still got a sense of humor and, Yeah, so what is it? Ruel Rival.
Yes.
So I prefer you go out with the song Time. So when you do this in post, Time.
Yeah.
Now, In Time by Enya, right?
Couldn't we just do this? We could end the show and tell everyone to go to YouTube and play Time for themselves. Would that be the same thing?
In Time by Enya. There you go. All right, then.
Yeah, but instead of adding it, we could just tell everyone to play it on their own time.
All right, then.
What do you think of that?
Why not? I love you, man.
Yes.
And kisses. I tell you what, I had a big 3-hour conversation or 2 hours with Del Qua over at the pub earlier on today after he saw the little video we did. And he's going to post that. So hopefully you'll post it as well.
Well, you posted it here, so I can.
I will message. When he posts the MP3, I'll send it to you.
I'm going to see if it meets our strict quality guidelines.
Okay. What is your strict quality guideline? What is it?
Yeah. Anything with 9/11 in the title, that's it.
Yep. 9/11's in the title, you'll play it. Yeah, it'll go to Fake Tube.
Yeah.
Well, I did hash part of Simon Shack's wonderful, obviously, September Clues. I did slash out the bit where our old mate, I forgot his name already. Truth in 7 minutes, Marcus Allen. He said, just use that bit. That bit where it comes from the side.
Did you help Marcus on Discord? Because he sent me a message saying he can't figure out Discord. He'll only do Skype.
No. Just tell him to switch his mic in. He'll get it right. Hey, well, tell him what to do is just message me and call me personally. And that's what I did to both Spiro tonight and Unrestrained tonight. That's why we've got two new voices. And
it's
don't be afraid to talk to me.
Discord could defeat someone as smart as Marcus.
Yeah, I know. That's
a technical wizard.
Yeah. Yep.
Crazy. But I hope he comes to the Discord because there's so many great voices here. Spiro.
I spoke to, who did I speak to her birthday the other day? Kalito Brigante. She's over, she's sort of running the Hoaxbusters now an ounce of salt. The other guy,
ounce of
I've
pepper.
Gotten all the guys over there, but I'm banned. Go.
I'm banned. I don't know anyone over there.
It's a shame, but, let me just have a quick look and see what's going on over there. Who's running it? We'll just go over there right now. The guy that runs it is not so Freemason who runs it.
All right.
And Phil Blanks. And, it's just a different crew, you know. And then if I go to Delcop Quaz Pub, you know, it's the same as me, you, Lumberjack Greg.
Yes.
and Typo and Delcroix. And Delcroix and me had a massive chat today on Outside Radio. So, you might want to listen to that.
Is it recorded?
Yes, he recorded it on Sam Radio. It went out on Outside Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does he post the audios?
On viewfromthebog.com, .blogspot.com, yeah.
Okay.
He's not huge into being famous or anything. He just likes people who are in it for the right reason. Do you know what I mean? He likes people who are in it for the right reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes he thinks you're a little bit sort of, I don't know. You'll have to listen to the audio.
All right.
But
does he just?
But I've always, I've had a soft spot. Ab, I've always had a soft spot for you. And,
as long as it's just soft.
A soft spot. And as long as.
As long as it's just soft.
It's when you say that.
Does Dell have any words about fakeologists at all? Or
of course he does. Till you listen to it. When he posts it, I'll post it in the Discord and I'll send an email to you. I am a at fakeologist.com. Yeah,
that's it.
I am a at fakeologist.com. All right. Yeah. It's been a great chat. And don't forget Time by Enya. In Time by Enya. Go out with that one.
Don't
fail me.
Don't forget Ruel.
I won't forget Ruel, but go out with In Time by Enya. Go on. Will you do it?
Thank you.
Goodbye, my friend.
Take care.
Oh, goodbye. Au revoir.
Until we meet again. Au revoir. À la prochaine.
Thank you. See ya.
Hi, this is Prasayan. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.